Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you to please tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We're here to talk to you about your health, and we're very interested in what you think about the show. I'm going to refer you to myvillagegreen.com, the website. If you have any suggestions, that's the place to make the suggestions. And while you're on the site, take a look at all they have to offer. They have expert advice through the site. You can also contact them and go into Village Green right on Cedar Lane in Bethesda. So go to the website. You can also get the archives from this show. It's myvillagegreen.com. Now we're going to talk about news you can use, as we always do. And then we have a very interesting guest and a professional colleague of mine and a friend I've known for years, Jacob Teitelbaum. And Dr. Teitelbaum is an expert on chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. So we will be talking about his approaches to keeping your energy up and to preventing and treating chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And he has a program called the SHINE program, so we will describe that. And first of all, some of the news you can use. There's a Plavix warning for those of you who have been taking this medication, and it's an extremely popular clot-preventing drug, but it may not be effective in people who also are taking another type of medication for GERD or reflux, known as proton pump inhibitors, PPI, like Prilosec and Prevacid. And ironically, these acid-reducing medications, including Prilosec and Prevacid and Nexium, as well as others, are often prescribed for patients taking Plavix because Plavix is known to irritate the stomach lining. So that's quite a conundrum. But this study found that the combination of the Plavix and the PPI increased the relative risk for major cardiovascular problems by 50% and increased the risk of having a heart attack in particular by 74%. So if you're taking Plavix and you're taking PPIs, like I'll mention them again, let's be sure on this, Prilosec, Prevacid, Nexium, there are others, but they're called proton pump inhibitor antacids. You get an increased risk for cardiovascular problems by 50% and an increased risk for having a heart attack by 74%. So it's very important to talk to your physician. There are other ways of treating these. Licorice root, for instance, is very commonly used. It has an anti-inflammatory effect and helps with gastritis. It doesn't reduce the stomach acid, but it helps with the inflammation. And there are natural blood thinners as well, including the omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin E, folic acid. We talk about these on the show quite a bit. So make sure you talk to your physician about that. And I hope that warning has been helpful to you. Let's talk a little bit about sunscreens because we are getting into the season. And most of you know that the sunscreens have a lot of chemicals in them, and many of these are damaging to systems and especially to children. So if you want a natural sunscreen, what do you look for? You look for ingredients that you can understand. That's the first part of it. Most sunscreens, the most effective is titanium dioxide and zinc oxide, you know, the old white creams that lifeguards put on their noses. Well, this has been popular. It's been used long term, and it's an excellent combination sunscreen. So most of these natural sunscreens include those two, but then they include sunflower oil, lecithin, wonderful coconut oil. It's terrific for the skin. Glycerin, jojoba oil, tocopherol, vitamin E, shea butter, and eucalyptus oil. Now, these combinations are wonderful, and they're very healthy for the skin, and they don't increase free radical release. They, in fact, are antioxidants. So look in your health food stores for these natural sunscreens. Also, contact MyVillageGreen.com. They carry some of these sunscreens. I will remind you that a little bit of sun is good for you. It makes vitamin D, and vitamin D is important for immunity and mood, and it prevents major cancers, including cancer of the colon, cancer of the lungs, pancreas, breast, prostate, and skin. Yes, we're supposed to stay out of the sun to protect against skin cancer, but not getting enough vitamin D, which comes from sun exposure, can increase our risk for skin cancers. So that's something to be alert to. Now, a little bit on asthmatics. We know that children with lower vitamin D levels are significantly more likely to have been hospitalized for asthma in the previous year. And we talked about vitamin D a lot, and since it's a sunshine vitamin and it is now the season where you can get your vitamin D easily, it's important to note that we need some exposure. I will remind you that that exposure should be short of redness. When we get red, we are not benefiting ourselves. So we need enough sun in order to get the vitamin D, and that might be 10 minutes for some people. It might be 30 minutes for others. The darker the skin, the longer the exposure. So if you're very fair, you may only need to be out there about 10 minutes to get vitamin D. And in 10 to 30 minutes, depending on the darkness of the skin, you will actually make 10,000 IUs of vitamin D. So what we have now, because of the sun avoidance, and depending on where people live, if they're not exposed to the sun for many months of the year, what happens is we get vitamin D deficiency. It's important to have a blood test, and that test is called the 25-hydroxy vitamin D test. Now, back to asthma. We know that vitamin D affects immunity and that deficiencies can increase asthma, or the risk for asthma. Now, what is asthma? It's a disease typically of the upper airways, and you get chest tightness, shortness of breath, wheezing is typical, and coughing. It's an inflammatory process, and vitamin D is anti-inflammatory. So just a reminder of how important it is to use vitamin D and get sun. Now, a little bit about anti-aging. What can you do as you age? What are some of the nutrients that help protect the brain and enhance cognition? There are lots of interesting studies on this. Vitamin B6, B12, and folic are the trio of B vitamins that are essential to healthy brain function and cognition. Very easy to take. It's actually harmful to avoid these. It's a do-no-harm approach to have a good B complex that has a healthy amount of B6, at least 10 to 20 milligrams. B12, anywhere from 200 micrograms to 1 milligram. And folic acid, 400 micrograms to 1 milligram. And that can be the total intake that you take in from all sources, both foods and supplements. And remember, if you're taking antacids or you take diuretics, you're going to lose B vitamins. What else helps us? Something called phosphatidylserine, very important for brain. And phosphatidylserine is found naturally, but we can also take it as a supplement. What else helps? Ginkgo biloba. You've heard of that before, and some new items, vinpocetin and huperzine A. We've talked about resveratrol as also being a wonderful antioxidant, but also very healthy to cognition. And phosphatidylcholine. Phosphatidylcholine helps us make acetylcholine, which is part of the brain and part of cognition. And then there's N-acetylcysteine, which is a powerful antioxidant. And acetyl-L-carnitine. And carnitine is good for reducing triglycerides, but it is also good for enhancing cognition. So some of these sound very fancy to you. You can obtain supplements from Village Green, myvillagegreen.com. The one I like in particular is by Zymogen. It's called Memorol, and it has this grouping. I call it chicken noodle soup for the brain. So think of cognition and don't forget to exercise. That's a wonderful way to improve cognition. Do Scrabble, crossword puzzles, games like Upwords, challenge your mind, learn something new. Learn something new every day. You have to use it. So this is Dana Lake, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you that when we come back after this break, we'll be talking about chronic fatigue, energy problems, and how you can prevent and treat them with Jacob Teitelbaum. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and reminding you again to tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And today I told you we'd be talking to a very exciting guest, Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, and he is the leading authority on chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, and he's a patient advocate who approaches healthcare through combining the best of all natural, holistic, and prescription therapies. He's written some wonderful books, and he has a terrific website. You can go on that, www.endfatigue.com. That's endfatigue.com, and you will find much in the way of resources. But welcome to the show, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Dana, always a pleasure to be with you. I'm one of your biggest fans from way back when.
Yeah, oh, we've known each other a long time, and I'm so glad to have you on the show and talk to us about the SHINE approach and the treatment protocol. But do you want to give our listeners some information on your background and what you've done? You've been a busy person.
Absolutely. I spent the last 30-plus years researching and treating chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, as well as chronic fatigue and chronic pain in general. I had chronic fatigue syndrome back in 1975. I got a nasty, what I call, drop-dead flu, and it knocked me out of medical school and actually left me homeless for a good part of the year. I got to go through the medical system, realized I had not a clue about what to do about the disease, and I actually learned how to get well while I was sleeping in parks from herbalists, natural practitioners, naturopaths, and others that just happened to walk by. So it's been an interesting 30 years. I'm now medical director of the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers, which has centers all around the United States, and author of the book From Fatigue to Fantastic, and have published a number of studies, including one that showed a 91% improvement rate using what we call the SHINE protocol for treating chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia.
Well, I'm very familiar with your protocols. We've shared a number of patients, and the success is really remarkable. Talk to us a little bit about what the SHINE stands for in the SHINE protocol.
Well, what we did is we looked at people with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, and we treated with S would be for sleep. You've got to get 8 hours sleep a night, and most people who have this disease right now are saying, well, sounds like a nice fellow, but he must be nuts. There's no way I'm going to get 8 hours sleep a night. I'm lucky if I can sleep four because the sleep center's not working. But you'll find using a mix of natural therapies and even selected prescriptions when needed, we find that virtually all our patients can get the 8 hours sleep they need.
I'm so glad you're saying that as the first part of the protocol, because I always consider sleep a nutrient.
Sleep is critical for recharging our batteries. It's where we make growth hormone, so you're going to get your tissue repair going on during sleep. On the other hand, it also regulates appetite, ghrelin, leptin, and if you don't get enough sleep, not just will your immune system go down, but you're going to gain weight. So sleep is just essential, and until 100 years ago, the average night's sleep in the United States, average, was 9 hours a night.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So and then we got light bulbs, television, radio, computer.
What a difference.
Indeed. So the nice thing about you, Dana, I'd like to tell the listeners a little story, because I remember back about 30 years ago when I was just finishing residency, and I heard you were giving a nutrition seminar And I thought, okay, well, that might be interesting. You know, maybe there's some tidbits. And you were talking about things like eating eggs have no effect on cholesterol. And I walked up to you after and I said, are you crazy, woman? Don't you know
it's
dangerous misinformation? And you just smiled and said, well, here's a stack of six references. Let me know if you need some more.
I do remember it. I can remember the moment. Well, it's and what you've done with the information and your quest for knowledge has just been amazing, amazing.
Well, I figure that as much as I advance a curve, it's still nice to know that there's people out there on the horizon a little bit faster than I am who are taking it a bit further. So thank you, Dana.
Well, we have the S, the sleep, as the important part of the SHINE protocol. And the H?
Well, H is hormonal support. And people with this disease have basically blown a fuse. If you're exhausted and can't sleep, that's a hallmark of CFS, widespread pain with it. You also have fibromyalgia. And these represent an energy crisis where you've blown a fuse called the hypothalamus. And that circuit controls not just sleep, but also your entire hormonal system. And because of that, despite normal blood tests, people have low thyroid, low adrenal, low estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And they need bioidentical hormonal support and compound that is often very, very helpful way to go for these, much better than a lot of certainly the synthetics, that can make all the difference. And again, the blood test will miss the vast majority of people who need hormonal support.
And that's what you're seeing in the chronic fatigue syndrome patient. You're seeing exhausted people. Everything is on slow-mo, including the hormones, energy, metabolism, immunity. They're pooped out.
Yes, and basically, like I said, this represents an energy crisis. We can't make as much energy as we're spending, so all the systems tend to go down. And the chronic energy causes people to blow a fuse, as you mentioned, the hypothalamus. When muscles don't have energy, the muscles get locked in a shortened position, think writer's cramp, and then they hurt. You'll find that that energy crisis is also contributing to the pain.
And let's back up a little and discuss the subtle differences between fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue.
Well, it's a major difference. If you go to a rheumatologist's office, you're going to be diagnosed as fibromyalgia. If you then go next door to your infectious disease doctor's office, you'll be diagnosed as chronic fatigue syndrome. But now that there's three new expensive medications, spending $70 million a year advertising for fibromyalgia, fibromyalgia will become the much more popular diagnosis. This is a very high-tech medical thing.
And sometimes I hear people refer to the fibromyalgia when they are experiencing more of the muscle pain than the fatigue. But they overlap so much.
If you have 100 people, the majority who have one will have the other.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you're going to have 100 different mix of processes. These are not homogeneous diseases, but rather a common endpoint for a lot of problems. So what you'll find is that there's no one magic bullet for everybody. We tailor a treatment protocol to each individual case. And to make that simpler for people, I actually hold a patent in the United States for a computerized physician. A lot of the work for information technology that the Obama campaign is doing is stuff that we've been promoting for over 10, 15 years. And what we did, because it is so complex to treat this disease, is on the website at endfatigue.com, there's a free online program. People can fill out a questionnaire, and then they can also, if they have them, they can put in their lab tests that are pertinent. It will analyze all of that, determine exactly what's causing their chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. Is it a thyroid issue? Is it a sleep apnea issue? Is it, you know, what mix of processes? And then tailor a treatment protocol to that individual case. And we used to charge $80 for that. We told people that if they couldn't afford it, we'd let them do it for free. And 80% of people said they couldn't afford it, so we just made it free for everybody.
Well, that's a wonderful, it's a wonderful service. And I think the way of helping people differentiate what the focus should be as far as what's causing their problem and what can treat it. So let's move on to the SHI part of the SHINE approach.
So once you've treated the hormonal issues, it's also important to realize that these people have multiple different infections. And I like to call it the infection of the month club, Dana, because, you know, each month it seems like, oh, my God, we found it's HHV6. No, it's spumavirus. No, it's this parasite. No, it's EBV. No, it's, you know, and there's so many different infections that are positive in the majority of people with this disease and negative in the healthy population, that it becomes clear that there's no single infection that's causing this disease in everybody, but rather there are multiple infections that can either cause the disease, or when the immune system is down, they kind of climb out as hitchhikers.
Right. They're so opportunistic.
Yep, exactly. And that's the exact definition. So most people have many infections. You don't have to chase every one of the infections because once your immune system gets healthy, it will knock out these infections. But there are some infections that are so big and hard to go after that your body really needs help with them. And the most important ones would be candida. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, people say, oh, my God, you've done great work. And I say, you know, basically it's Billy Crook, Janet Travell. You know, these are the ones who really developed everything we're talking about today. Janet Travell had figured out while I was in diapers.
You've said it. She was fabulous.
Oh, just amazing, amazing woman. And, you know, and then Billy Crook with the yeast issues. So we've now made it a little more sophisticated, and, you know, research has taken it further. But we're finding that, you know, these old giants in the field had it a long time ago. So treating yeast, and how do you tell if you have yeast overgrowth? Because there's no test that I find really reliable. But if people have nasal congestion or sinusitis or spastic colon, a gas, bloating, diarrhea, or constipation, especially in the context of chronic fatigue syndrome, I just presume that they have candida and treat it. And I like to treat it with a mix of probiotics, and I like the probiotics that are in pearls form, because otherwise 99.9% of the probiotics die when they hit the stomach acid. They don't put up much of a fight against yeast if they're dead. So I like the probiotic pearls. I like 2 twice a day for 5 months. I'll use a host of natural remedies that are antifungal, but I will use the medication Diflucan 200 milligrams a day for 6 weeks and repeat if needed to knock out the yeast overgrowth.
Excellent. Well, what we're going to do is take a brief break, and I'm going to remind our listeners that we will be talking more about the SHINE approach for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Stay with us. We will be back and talk more with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We've been having a wonderful conversation with Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, and we've been talking about chronic fatigue syndrome and the SHINE approach to treating chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And we talked about S as sleep and the importance of getting 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Hormones, because patients that have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia have hormone deficiencies, adrenal deficiencies, thyroid deficiencies. And we talked about infections that are opportunistic and the importance of treating those, especially yeast candida infections. So we're now moving on to the N and the E of the SHINE approach. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Well, thank you, Dana.
So the N.
And it's, as you know, the foundation of healing, which is nutrition.
And my favorite part.
You and I both began there. And I've never ceased to be amazed how if you give the body what it needs and get out of the way, it can often recover from fairly remarkable things. And CFS and fibromyalgia are no different. You have widespread nutritional deficiencies, one, because the American diet, oh God, I don't want to use a curse word on the air, but anyway, it's horrible. And this is the first time in human recorded history where we have high-calorie malnutrition, but this is something I'm sure your listeners know. Also, because of the bowel infections, people have poor absorption, they have increased needs and utilization. People are nutritionally deficient across the board in this disease. So when people ask me, well, which nutrient do I need? The answer is all of them. And this makes it tricky for people because, you know, once you start having people taking 30, 40 pills a day just to get nutritional support, you know, they get nauseated and it gets old really quick. So I'll recommend that what people do is to use vitamin powders. And let me note, by the way, just for listeners who don't know my policy, I don't take money from any drug or natural product companies. And any products that I make, 100% of the royalties go to charity. So, you know, even things that I've developed, when people come to Village Green, they get the stuff. I don't make a penny on it. My job is to be a patient advocate. And there's nothing wrong with making money, but it's just a matter of credibility, so people know where I'm coming from when I recommend things. You'll find I'm very passionate about what gets thumbs up and thumbs down.
Yes, and I think it's impressive.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of fun. So let's talk about nutrition. You know, first of all, you got to cut sugar out of the diet. And I will add the three magic words, except for chocolate. I think dark chocolate in moderation is a good, healthy food. I've always been amazed at people who eat carob. Instead, I say, send me your chocolate. So, I think it's a good food for people in moderation. Get Godiva's or Russell Stover, or get the sugar-free ones.
Yes.
You'll get the best of both worlds. But you want to cut back on the sugar intake because that feeds yeast and suppresses immune system. You want to increase salt and water intake.
Yes.
Salt is good for you. One of the great myths in American life is that we get too little salt. No, we get the wrong kind of salt. The study after study has shown more salt you eat, the longer you live. So, but again, get the, I like the Celtic sea salts, the ones that have all the minerals. But in this disease, your body needs and craves more salt and more water. And you may be drinking four times as much as your husband, but you're peeing five times as much. The hormone holding onto water is low. So the drink like a fish, pee like a racehorse applies. But you want to get a lot of salt, drink a lot of water. Don't count glasses of water. Just check them off the lips and see if they're dry.
I have patients keep salt with them, and when they're feeling fatigued, to just go ahead and put some in their palm and lick it, and they'll feel better almost immediately. I'm so glad to hear you emphasize the importance of salt, especially its importance to the adrenals, and even in traditional medicine, salt tablets are used to treat low adrenal function.
Absolutely, and that's one of the main reasons why we push that salt, is to give adrenal support, because that's what maintains your blood pressure, maintains a head of steam, so to speak, in your body, so you can keep moving. So you really want to get the salt intake, salt your food liberally, and again, when convenient, use a nice sea salt. But again, otherwise, I would just use whatever's out there. And then overall nutritional support. I like to use the vitamin powders because I don't like people taking handfuls of pills all day. And I think at the Village Green, you probably have the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder, where you can take one drink and it replaces over 35 tablets of supplements a day.
Yes, that's an excellent powder. And it's not difficult to take at all.
Well, it's easy and it tastes good. So, and the thing, though, is that it says one scoop a day. I think the company wants to sell a whole scoop, and I tell people it's one half to one scoop. Because, again, everybody's different. And some people from magnesium will get a bit of a loose stool. Other people will say, oh, my God, I'm regular and I feel great. Most people love it. But adjust it to what feels best to your body. One scoop is fine, but even half a scoop a day. Will give really solid overall nutritional support. And I challenge the listeners, because you probably have some of the most educated listeners on the planet, just because you've been teaching them. If they can get what's in that one drink and one capsule and less than 30 tablets, I'll give them $30. They're not going to be able to.
No, they're not.
It just is a very easy way to get overall nutritional support. And this is for everybody, not just CFS and fibromyalgia. But you'll find what it does not give would be calcium, iron, and essential fatty acids, because people who don't need calcium and iron is toxic, and oil and water don't mix. But otherwise, it's really remarkably complete for what people need.
Right, and then you make the additions as are appropriate to each patient.
Exactly. It doesn't replace everything in the vitamin store, but it gives you everything you should be getting from the diet, by and large, in optimal amounts. I mean, you're one of the few people who can find a couple of exceptions, but there's not many of them.
Now, remind our listeners of the name and how they can get a hold of it.
It's the Energy Revitalization System powder, and you can get it at the Village Green Apothecary. It comes in a nice square, orangey, bright box, and again, just has a scoop. Take one half to one scoop a day. Take the one capsule with it, although next year the capsule will be added into the powder. And you're good to go for the day. And if people really want an energy drink, what I do for my personal regimen each morning is I use a vitamin powder, And then I added, of all things, a special sugar called ribose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've used ribose, but
yes,
it's amazing. It is the key to energy production. It's critical for RNA and DNA. We published a study a little while back using it in CFS and fibromyalgia patients, increased their energy an average of 45% by the end of the 1 month, by the end of one container. I don't know. The brand, to me, is not that important for the ribose, but getting the proper dose is. So I don't know if you guys carry the Corvalin or whether you have which company's ribose you have there.
But well, I think they do carry the Corvalin.
Then I would use the Corvalin. It has a 5-gram scoop, and it's one scoop 3 times a day. Just throw a scoop in the vitamin powder in the morning, and it looks and tastes like sugar. Just, you know, get it in at bedtime. You can take it middle of the day. After 3 weeks, you can drop it down to twice a day, just morning and night. You will find by the end of one container, you'll know. And this combination just turbocharges people's energy. It's just remarkable.
We've talked a little bit about the ribose. Tell our listeners how it works and why it works.
Well, if you look at, we talk about this being an energy crisis. If you look at energy production in the body has to take the food you eat and turn it into energy molecules. It's kind of like, you know, the currency that you use for money. So it turns it into ATP, NADH, FAD, acetyl-CoA. These are kind of the energy molecules in the body that take the energy out of food so you can use it. These molecules are made of ribose, adenine, and, you know, in case you're wondering, you know, where vitamin, notice there's vitamin B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, and I used to wonder where B4 went to. Well, that's adenine. And then the nutritionists realize there's so much of it that it's not even a vitamin, so they kind of pulled it off the list. But you take adenine, ribose, and then either B vitamins or phosphate. And phosphate, people drink one Cola a year, they're getting enough phosphoric acid to keep them covered. So we're wondering if deficiencies of any of those would be playing a role. So the B vitamins, absolutely critical to give, and RDA, or ridiculous dietary allowances, are absurd. We'll give at least 50 milligrams of most of the Bs, and more than that is in the energy revitalization system. We had that covered. And then we wondered, you know, maybe the ribose would make the difference. And again, it's like, it's as if you're building a house and you've got builders and nails and plans and everything you need except lumber, and nothing's happening. And then all of a sudden the lumber truck comes and the house goes up. The ribose comes an energy production source.
Yes, it's significant, and we've actually been using it in many of our special needs children and children with low tone, gross motor problems, and we're finding success with it.
It's an amazing thing. Let me throw out one other thing, too. As I know, I don't take money from any of the companies, but that doesn't mean they get off scot-free for royalties for products I've made. And they go to a charity, and one of the things is a foundation that funds a number of studies. The study we recently finished is using a special acupressure technique called NAET
yes.
to treat autism. And we're submitting the study now for publication. 22 of the 30 children in the treatment group by the end of 1 year were back in regular school, as opposed to 0 out of 30 in the untreated control group. There's a website, NAET.com. There's over 12,000 practitioners worldwide.
I'm glad you explained that, because we have seen patients improve. And we'll talk more about your SHINE protocol. We're taking a brief break. Please stay with us, listeners. You're listening to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. We're talking about chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and I'm going to remind you to go on the Village Green website, or you can call at 530-0800 and ask about going green with Village Green. You can make a difference, and it's really simple. You can purchase through Village Green renewable energy certificates. And what your purchase does is it pays for the premium cost of putting clean 100% new wind power on the grid to offset the impacts of your electricity use. So it builds demand for clean energy and it provides power companies the incentive to invest in clean energy for you. So make a difference and go green with Village Green. Now, I'm sad that this is the last segment because I think we could go on for another few hours. We've been talking with Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, whose specialty is chronic fatigue syndrome, and his website is www.endfatigue.com. That's E-N-D-F-A-T-I-G-E. endfatigue.com, and I'm glad to have you back on the line with us.
Dana, it's always a pleasure being with you, and happy to do other shows as well. So should we go ahead and go through with the listeners again, just briefly, how they can tell if they have CFS and fibromyalgia, and how they can get started just right now on getting well?
Yes, excellent.
So basically, if you're exhausted and can't sleep, and it doesn't go away with vacation, that's how you tell, exhausted and can't sleep. If you have widespread pain, there's probably fibromyalgia as well. So it's really that simple. The research definitions are not either desirable or really that useful in day-to-day life. As you mentioned, when this is occurring, you have an energy crisis where you've blown a fuse, and the SHINE protocol will help you to get better. And we treat it at the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers around the country. The closest one to Washington would be the Philadelphia area. We've treated over 15,000 people in the last few years, and we're actually getting ready to submit that data for publication now, showing 85% of patients improve. So a simple way to begin, this I will put on my hawking hat. So I invite you to get my book, From Fatigued to Fantastic, which is a best-selling book on chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. You can find it really at any bookstore, Amazon or at endfatigue.com. For people who don't want to bother reading a book. And in general, the free online program, if you go to the homepage, there's a box on the upper right that says free online program. Just go ahead and follow the directions for that. Fill in the questions, do the questionnaire, put in labs if you've got the lab results, although they're not critical. And it will tell you exactly what's causing your chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, and then give you a detailed treatment checklist saying, for your case, this is what you need to do to get well, and it'll tell you exactly how to do it. So we try to make it as easy as we can for people.
Well, I love the book, and I think it's a wonderful resource, and I'm glad you've explained how our listeners can get a hold of the book. Would you go back over the SHINE protocol again to reemphasize the S-H-I-N-E?
Exactly. So even for those of you who are just simple fatigue, S is sleep. You want to get 8 to 9 hours of solid sleep a night. And the natural remedies that you can use for sleep that are excellent, there's a mix of 6 herbs in a product called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula, which you folks carry at Village Green as well. So the valerian, passion flower, the wild lettuce, Jamaican dogwood, hops, and theanine, and those 6. But anybody with insomnia, get the Revitalizing Sleep Formula, and just go ahead, take 2 to 4 capsules at bedtime. And also some magnesium, calcium at bedtime can help sleep. A 0.5 milligram of melatonin can help sleep. A nice hot bath can help sleep.
Excellent.
So before bedtime. So these are simple things that you can do to get started. The book and the computer program will then talk about which medications can be helpful versus which ones are harmful if needed for sleep as well.
Excellent. And next is the hormones.
Hormonal support is very straightforward. If you're exhausted, achy, wakey, and cold intolerant, you need thyroid hormone, regardless of what your blood tests are showing. And blood tests are horribly unreliable. I'll use Armour thyroid or compounded thyroid that has a mix of the active T3 hormone as well as T4. For adrenal support, which is your stress handler, if you find that you have low blood pressure, dizzy when you stand, crash with stress, these kind of symptoms, and especially the symptom of irritability when hungry, if you get this feed me now or I will kill you stuff, and just ask your friends and spouse, they'll tell you, you'll need adrenal support. And there's a product called Adrenal Stress End, which you carry also, has licorice, vitamin C, pantothenic acid, a host of other things that really will give outstanding nutritional support. I'll also use the prescription cortisol, but in super, super, super low doses that are quite safe.
Yes, that gives excellent results. And many patients have these low body temperatures, indicating low thyroid and or low adrenal function.
Mm-hmm. And if you think about it again, that circuit, the fuse that people blow called the hypothalamus, it regulates temperature control.
Yes,
as well,
so it
as
makes
autonomic
sense.
Autonomic function, sleep, and hormonal function. So you're going to see all of these things are kind of wrapped together.
Right, and then the SHI for infections.
Infections, as we talked about, yeast is the key one to treat. And there's a product called Phytostan, which you may carry, the Acidophilus pearls, which I strongly recommend, two twice a day for 5 months. Diflucan, 200 milligrams a day for 6 weeks, is very, very important. And even though it's a prescription, contrary to some of the propaganda going back and forth, it's safer than Tylenol, which isn't saying much, but it's a very good medication to use to treat the yeast. Some people will have chronic Lyme or other antibiotic-sensitive infections or viral infections, and we look for those more symptomatically than the testing, and we will treat in a small subset of people when needed.
Excellent. And then we have the SHI in nutrition.
And it's nutrition. I recommend virtually everybody in the country take the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder and simply go ahead and use that for overall nutritional support. And then to also go ahead and use the ribose.
Well, the ribose helps with energy manufacture.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Well, the ribose is critical.
Excellent, excellent. And then E, we didn't talk as much about this, the exercise part.
Yep. It's then exercise as able. And I use words as able because basically people don't have the ability to make enough energy to condition.
Right.
And what happens is they just crash themselves. So what people need to do is start with a simple walking program in the beginning and then go ahead and see, you know, what their body tolerates. So it may just be 3-4 minutes in the beginning. And then they can go ahead and increase it to what's comfortable. Once they're into the program for 10 weeks, they can go ahead and increase their walking by up to a minute a day.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And I always tell people that exercise to the level of tolerance, and if you feel exhausted after exercising, you've gone too far.
Exactly. It needs to feel good.
Excellent, excellent. Now, do we have some more tidbits? We have just about a minute or two to finish talking about chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. Do you have anything else to add?
Well, I'd like to add a couple simple things. One, for those of you who have iPhones, there's a new free iPhone application called Natural Cures.
Really?
Yeah, it's wonderful. It has, it'll talk about the SHINE protocol, but it really takes over 100 healthcare topics. From A to Z, whether it's allergies, asthma, going all the way to zoster. And it'll say, here's the background of the disease, and here are the natural remedies that can help you get well. It'll also sometimes talk about prescriptions and give thumbs up and thumbs down.
Excellent. And I want to remind everybody, From Fatigue to Fantastic is the book, and the website is endfatigue.com. And I am so sorry that we're at the end of the program, and thank you so much, Dr. Teitelbaum, for a lot of good information.
Well, Dana, it's always a pleasure, and keep up the great work.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, listeners, I think you got a lot of good advice, and I always like to make sure that when you've listened to this program, you've learned something that you can start using today. And I hope that you got a lot of those tidbits. And I want to remind you to go on myvillagegreen.com. And I want to thank you for joining us. And remember to tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green. Remember to take care of yourself and at least one other person and go green. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a great day.